The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng. We're all too aware of security threats, both online and offline, in the present global state of affairs. Today, we speak to Chris Farquhar, CEO of iCitana, which transforms video surveillance networks into dynamic live monitoring systems. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Julian.
Now, you monitor about 10,000 cameras in 10 countries, and you want to do that minority report thing to catch the crime before it happens. What's the technology behind this, and how do you translate moving pictures into data?
Yeah, sure. So basically, the technology, Julian, is that it uses two core technologies. One is computer vision, and the other one is machine learning. So what we do is we identify motion patterns within video surveillance streams, and then we use we map those motion patterns and turn those into what we call a learning model, which is what is the machine learning that actually interprets the scene and determines what is normal. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to reduce the problem that occurs in very large surveillance networks where there are just too many cameras for surveillance operators to monitor in real time and effectively respond to things in real time before they escalate.
And so we know that the magnitude of offline and online security is, of course, that's very well known. But are there any new developments that we should be aware of?
Well, the new developments in the surveillance space is really just around the utilization of surveillance systems. So there are much more cameras being installed pretty much globally, and people are much more aware about threats that are more in a from a real-time perspective now. So probably 2 years ago, most people were running surveillance networks were in a position where they almost wait for authorities to inform them of an incident that occurred and then use the footage to identify that incident and review it. Now, because of the changing global threat landscape, organisations, you know, these are people that operate shopping malls, mass transport facilities, utilities, public spaces, they're becoming much more aware of the fact that these threats are happening and they need to prevent them before they escalate.
Chris, it looks like your services are more suitable for things like crime and terrorism in the real world than the online world. Is that where you intend to take your business to?
Yeah, that's correct. It's more of the physical world as opposed to the online world. And it's very much about physical surveillance and physical security.
What's interesting about your market segmentation is that the government segment comprises only 5% of your market. One would have thought that as far as security matters are concerned, the government would be one of the biggest customers.
Yeah, sure. So most of the market segments that are in our that are existing at the moment for us are really driven out of market demand. So it's probably a reflection more of just the growth in the company, Julian, than actually the interest from the actual sector. So, you know, being a developing company, we focus where, you know, we have the strongest interest and where the initial customers have come from. But we're certainly seeing a lot of emerging growth in the government sector and public buildings and public spaces.
Today we are talking to Chris Farquhar, CEO of iCitana, which translates videos into digital data for security purposes. Now, Chris, the retail sector seems to be the most lucrative, occupying about half of your market. What do retailers need to look at in managing their security needs?
Yeah, so from a retail perspective, we're really talking about, you know, large shopping malls or retail precincts where you have a lot of people moving amongst different department areas within a street environment. And they're interested in a few things. So security is obviously a major aspect of it, and these are things like, potentially terrorism threats, but also things like aggressive behaviour, petty crime, assaults, that type of thing. But they're also interested in providing a safe environment for their customers as well. So in that sense, they're also interested in identifying surveillance events that affect safety and also operational. So we're talking about, you know, people who are driving recklessly in car parks, movement of unauthorized equipment within a shopping mall, kids playing on escalators that may lead to, you know, an accident or incident that harms that child. So yeah, it's a bit broader than just security for the retail sector. It's also around safety and operational issues as well.
And transportation is the next one of the next bigger sectors. And this is quite interesting because we are seeing rising public transportation and also the ride-sharing business model of the likes of Uber and Grab, as well as the imminent self-driving cars. How do all these developments affect your business?
Yeah, so definitely mass transport is an area that's a growing area for us. And this is obviously with the move of dealing with urbanisation issues that are occurring in a lot of cities around the world, particularly larger cities. So we have a strong focus around mass transport. And this is, you know, the ability to protect the public in, as they're moving around the mass transport network, but also the actual infrastructure and the facilities themselves. So these are, you know, for example, the trains or the actual platforms and the train lines that are occurring as well. In terms of, you know, things like Uber and automated vehicles, that moves into more of a city surveillance space, which is really about the movement of traffic and vehicles at that level. And this is really about, you know, how safely and how automatically these flows are occurring within road networks. And so surveillance is starting to play a growing part in that as well.
We're talking about the future of security system. And today, Chris Farquhar, CEO of iCitana, joins us. And this is a company that transforms video surveillance networks into dynamic live monitoring systems. We'll be back with more conversation after this.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Today we have Chris Farquhar, CEO of iCitana, which is a company that deals with transforming moving pictures into an online security system. Chris, we were just earlier talking about your various business segments. Let's now turn our attention to some of your main cost items. Can you give us an idea of what they are? I can imagine that setting up about 10,000 cameras around the world must be so costly.
Yeah, so basically we don't require – what we normally do is we're involved in coming into the systems once they're already established. So you're exactly right, Julian. The investment that's occurring in video surveillance is significant. So these large video surveillance networks obviously require cameras. Many of them have thousands of cameras that they utilize within a large environment. And then they also have to have all the equipment, all going back to taking those video feeds back to a central control room or security operations centre. So what iCitana does is it actually leverages that existing infrastructure that's already in place, that retail customers, mass transport operators, even city governments and citywide surveillance would have put in place. And our system is effectively a software system that sits on top of that. So it's about, you know, it ends up being about 10% of the overall investment, but because it enables companies to get that real-time response capability in place, it actually helps to increase the return on investment of that overall infrastructure.
So are you saying that your part of your business model consists of using public infrastructure for free?
Well, it's not so much for free. It's basically the systems are already in place and they're already operated. So all our system is doing is going in there and adding an extra layer to make those systems that are already in place much more effective.
Yeah. Can you tell us about how you establish those kinds of relationships with owners of public goods, or most commonly referred to as the commons, as well as a background of rising militancy against such business models where so much costs have been put into infrastructure in the past? How do you deal with those types of relationships?
So the type of relationships we have with facilities, owners and operators are really quite positive relationships, because they've already made a significant investment in the infrastructure. And these would be, you know, as I mentioned, retail customers like people that operate shopping malls, people that operate mass transport facilities, and governments that operate video cameras and video surveillance networks already. So these are already in place, and we our value proposition to these customers is basically to make those the infrastructure they've already invested in to make it more effective. And so as a result, you know, instead of having a large amount of equipment in place that's not really delivering proactive response to make things more secure and safe for citizens and customers, our system goes in to help with that that ability of these systems to be much more practical and be able to respond in real time.
Is iCitana the only company in the world that would offer such technologies of, you know, providing the service of, you know, you would call it anomaly detection through video cameras? How easy is it to replicate your intellectual property?
There are a number of traditionally the way this problem has been solved in surveillance networks is people build rules that identify events within the network. So these would be rules that may identify a fight within a shopping mall or a vehicle moving wrong way down a one-way street. However, for broad surveillance and large-scale surveillance, that's proved very ineffective. So there is much more of a growth in the area that we have been focused on for the last 7 years, which is this computer vision machine learning area, where we automatically learn what is a normal motion pattern, and then anything that is abnormal, we identify that. So traditionally, at smaller camera counts, where you're talking less than sort of 300, there are a number of providers that that can adequately provide some of the identification of anomalies. But with larger networks, there's less that have been able to really solve that that difficult problem of identifying anomalies in very large networks.
How do you price your services? Because obviously this is not based on some direct variable cost. Is the sky the limit as to what you can charge for your services?
No, we have a standard pricing model. It's based around a per camera cost. So, you know, if you've got a surveillance camera and you want that monitored in real time, then you pay either an upfront fee in 100 camera volumes, or you do it in a per monthly fee per camera. So yeah, it's a price that's you know, published. It's not a variable price, but it does depend on the volume of cameras as well.
I mean, for the benefit of your investors, I think you have eyes on an IPO soon. Is it fair to say that your margins are quite lucrative because, you know, those per camera pricing has nothing to do with the cost, but just the idea of charging services for each camera?
Yeah, look, the margins within our business are very gross margins are very high. Not higher than sort of industry standards, but certainly they're good gross margins. You know, the key really is for us is the value we do deliver to customers. So, you know, the pricing is obviously always set by what the market accepts as well. But it is, yeah, it's definitely a lucrative business model. It's challenging because it's a highly technical space, but it is a lucrative business model.
Today we are talking to Chris Farquhar, CEO of iCitana, which is a company that digitalizes video surveillance cameras. Chris, it looks like the market for surveillance is huge. I mean, it's projected to grow to about $70 billion by 2022, according to some research. And your sales revenue as of 2016 was only $4.5 million. So it looks like there is a huge trajectory as far as growth is concerned. Which markets are you focusing on?
Yeah, so you know, we're focusing in two areas. One is obviously global reach, so increasing our global reach. Being based in Australia, we've got customers in about 10 countries now. So the focus is on a global market, and there are the key verticals that we're focused on are traditionally ones we've looked at, which are retail, also transport, city surveillance projects, and sort of public infrastructure and utilities as well. So they're the primary verticals we look at. And there's been a significant amount of growth in the aggregation of surveillance in security operation centres, and that's more of a horizontal than a vertical market. But a lot of large corporates now are building these, and so yeah, the opportunity now for Isetana, we've established a really good customer base and proven the technology in the market, is to now accelerate that growth across our global markets in the US, Asia, and also Europe.
And I understand that you're also vying for an IPO soon, aiming to raise about $5 million. Will this enough to fund your entire expansion?
Yeah, so the plan is to complete a raise, which we're actually in the process of just finalising at the moment, and that will allow us to put these growth plans in place and then look at an IPO or some other kind of event like an acquisition within 2 to 3 years. So that's the plan at the moment, Julian.
Okay, it's also very interesting that Isetana was a spin-off company from Curtin University. Tell us more about this collaboration and how does Curtin share in the profits?
Yeah, the project came from effectively a computer vision group within Curtin, and they'd identified an algorithm that identified anomalies in very large data sets. And their initial interest was in surveillance because of some of the problems that the surveillance industry had, effectively catching things in real time. So that's what they applied that technology to, and that's effectively how Isetana started. It was from a research group in Curtin University in Australia, and then set up its own company and spun out of Curtin University. And yeah, the university is still a significant shareholder in the business, so there's some benefit there. And we also do still have collaboration with Curtin University and also other universities as far as that computer vision machine learning research is concerned.
And do you think this is the way forward in terms of collaboration between institutions, academic institutions, and the commercial sector? Should the universities be involved in the commercialization of their research?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see in the markets that are very successful globally in a technology sense, you know, US is obviously a really good example, but even, Asia as well is developing strongly. That ability of universities to get involved in the commercialization of their research is one of the key factors of driving that growth in technology businesses. So it's certainly not the only component, but it's a key component, I think, of the development of technology businesses and capabilities within an economy.
And Chris, just finally, where do you see the trend of security going? Is the world becoming a more dangerous place?
Well, it's I think it's definitely, it's much more of an ongoing threat, and probably a bit more of a threat that's moved into Western cities than probably was 2 or 3 years ago. So that's, I'd have to say that threat is something that is growing and is something that needs to be continually addressed and monitored. As far as the future is concerned, it's very difficult to judge, but certainly the more effective monitoring of surveillance and being able to respond to it in real time is definitely a growing issue, and we've seen significant shifts in the market that have got customers and markets really interested in the real-time capabilities of systems, because that's really what it's about now. It's about trying to respond to anomalies or events before they do escalate into something that can cause damage to customers and to infrastructure.
Thank you so much for your time. And that was Chris Farquhar, CEO of Isetana, which is a company that deals with the technology of transforming video surveillance into dynamic live monitoring system. I'm Julian Ng for BFM 89.9.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.